And welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Saturday at 11 o'clock. Guess what time it is, folks? It's the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And I'm Eileen Grimes, astrologer. I'm here today. And I think we're going to be talking to William Rain in here in a moment. We're trying to get him on the line, but he hasn't done it yet. But so my producer is trying frantically to get him. Well, not frantically, but semi-frantically. Anyway, we'll have to wait for him. But in the meantime, this morning, we're going to be talking to, of course, William Rain when he comes on. But we're going to be talking about a certain cool quarterback in the Seattle area, and that's Russell Wilson for the Astro Celebrity of the Week. He's had some disappointments in the last several days, and the interesting thing is I'll tell you about that in just a moment, but I kind of looked at his chart and thought, you know, I think we did it one other time, but I want to look at it again because it's really interesting because he seems to be gaining in popularity again, and I think from last year, well, anyway, we'll talk about that during the Celebrity of the Week, okay? Okay. So anyway, it'll be fun. And, of course, we will be having on William Rainin, who is a psychic. He's a mystic, and he's been in his business for I don't know how many years, but we'll ask him about that when we get him on the phone. So anyway, I wonder if he's got him on the phone. Got him on the phone? Oh, okay. Anyway, so we're going to be doing that, and we're going to be doing other stuff, too. Sorry, we're just having all sorts of crazy stuff going on around here. So I'm going to turn it right over to the guys right now. We're going to take a real short break, and we'll be right back here with the Jupiter Rising Show and the Celebrity of the Week.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
And this is the Astro Celebrity of the Week. And this week we have on Mr. Russell Wilson. And his birthday is November 29th, 1988. He's born at 12:09 p.m., and he was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. And so, and we're going to be talking about him for a second. So he's definitely made some progress over this whole last year was so weird because he was thinking about quitting, you know, the Hawks and going to a different team. He's making ruffling that way, and he kind of wanted to have some new guys that are going to be holding the line with him so that he doesn't get sacked so much. And all that other good stuff. But, you know, he really has an interesting chart. I mean, really right smack dab at the top of the chart is the sun, which is, you know, the sun where you shine. And when it's up at the top of the chart, that means the whole world sees what you get to do. So makes him famous, of course. But also there's other things, too. We have an opposition from Mercury and the sun to Jupiter in Gemini, and we call this a mutual reception. We have Mercury in Sagittarius, and we have Jupiter in Gemini. That's mutually receptive, okay? So, okay, oh, is he on? Good! Okay, great. All right, so anyway, we'll be talking to Mr. William Rainin here in just a minute after this commercial. So anyway, with Mr. Russell, the interesting thing is that he has Aquarius rising and he also has Leo moon. So that makes sense in the sense that he likes to put himself in front of the camera and he likes to do things like talk about what he does. So that's pretty much the Leo, but also the Aquarius rising, which I find interesting. I believe he comes from mixed parents. I think one was black, one was white. So he kind of looks that way himself. So that generally Aquarius kind of means a little different. You're just step aside as being a little bit different. So that the problem with that, well, it's not a problem for him, but he has to learn a different way of blending into the society. And so with his Saturn, his Jupiter, opposing his son, and his son in Sagittarius, I mean, it's pretty much the athlete. You know, you just do stuff and you work really hard at it. You know, and the other thing that's kind of interesting is his first marriage didn't really take that well, but I don't know if anybody saw the pictures of her taken when he found out that he was going to play for the Seahawks. Oh, my God. It was a really seriously weird picture of her. But, you know, I thought, oh, well, that just tells a lot, doesn't it? I shouldn't be judging like that. But it was true. But when he actually saw Ciara's picture, he says, I'm going to marry her. And he did. And the thing is, she's a Scorpio. And in the second house of second marriages, which is the ninth house, we have Venus and Pluto in Scorpio. So there she is, right there. And so the thing of it is, though, with a ninth house influence, and he's a ninth house person being in Sagittarius, Sagittarius rules the ninth house, generally speaking. So he has the same issues with a particular partner that will help him move ahead in life. But also, he's very religious, and so is she. So that couples into, that's part of their relationship that is a major deal. So, you know, it's kind of interesting because his chart really pretty much says what he's got here. And the thing is that he has also a North Node. The North Node, by the way, is the pathway the soul is taking in this lifetime to move ahead, to move into areas they haven't done before. The South Node is where they've been before, South Node in Virgo for him. So he's very meticulous. He's very meticulous about his health, how he treats himself. So that's very much Virgo. But the North Node's in Pisces. And the Pisces has a lot to do with his faith. And his faith, and also religion, but his faith. But he's learning about the first house means self. So he's basically learning how to have faith in himself. You know, and faith along with God, add that in and have him see himself through those lenses. So it's interesting. His chart really does work for a quarterback. But the main thing that is Sagittarius, and I was hoping he'd be that side before I even knew it, because Sagittarius are naturally uplifting and they tend to empower other people and they're funny too. But he's just a really, really sweet guy. And also, you know, he has his ability to speak, that God, he speaks and talks really fast. Well, that Jupiter opposing Mercury really kind of means that. That's a lot of words and very few amount of time. So anyway, let's see. What else has he got here? Okay. And this is also Jupiter's at the bottom of the chart, which sits right very close to the fourth house, which is his parentage, where he really learned how to talk. But he had a father that really helped him. He says, why not you? That's what he told him when he was a little kid. Why not you? Be the best you can be. And so he's had the most positive upbringing you can imagine. However, the only sticking point in this chart is that Pluto-Venus. And I mean, when he first met her, bam, it was instant. I mean, they had a really interesting, they practically are one, basically one body when they're together. So they're very, very tight. And, you know, they've had kids now and they've been together like 5 years. And, you know, we can wish them well and hopefully it'll last. But, you know, the Scorpio can really overwhelm everything else in his chart, too. So, I mean, I happen to wonder, this is a curiosity that I have. I think that he perhaps had some issues going on with his wife last year and he seemed detached. He seemed kind of not really involved with playing the game. And so he suffered in the last part of the season, you know, where it just kind of slipped off the radar screen. So that's the kind of thing that could really disrupt his flow, is the relationship if it kind of goes in or out. So it's either all or nothing for him, okay? It's either he's all the way into a relationship or he's not involved at all. So this one really does demand a huge commitment from her and him. And of course, she is a Scorpio, so he's in with a Venus in Scorpio. That's pretty much what you attract to you to help you feel good about yourself and also learn about yourself, too. So the whole thing about this is that Venus in the ninth is somebody who shares his religious beliefs with him. So, I mean, that's kind of interesting. So do we have Mr. Rainin on the line? Let's talk to him, okay?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Well, pretty good. Good. We're going to have to do it on the telephone. I couldn't connect to the Zoom.
Don't worry about it. That's why we have the phone.
Oh.
I had a feeling, and I knew that I had to bring your phone number with me just in case that happened. So don't worry about it. You sound just fine. So.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So anyway, I brought you on just to kind of bring you on to introduce you to everybody. I have to take a quick break here in a second, but I just want to introduce everybody to William Rainin, who has been a psychic for how many years now?
Well, I was born into a family with psychics.
Okay.
And so this is how I grew up.
Awesome. That's great.
And then I chose to be a ordained Methodist minister.
Okay.
And then a spiritualist. And I believe that all life falls under the category of the one God in the universe.
Yes, I agree. I agree. That's really
so. If you need to take a break, go ahead. And
yes, we are going to take a break right now, and we just have to do some ads first, and then we'll come back and really talk to you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we will be right back here with the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, we cover the world of animals. This week, September 19th, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other with Natasha Venter. I hope you can join us. Call in with your questions for me or a free reading from Natasha on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Okay, welcome. We're having a kind of a weird show here today, but that's okay. This is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And I just wanted to bring up that we're going to actually open the phones for you. I think there may be some people out there that know William or know of him who would like to speak to him. So let me give you the phone numbers. It's 425-373-5527. That's our local number. And toll-free in Western Washington is 888-298-5569. So I'll be giving those phone numbers again out, you know, when we get there. So, William, sir.
Yes.
So I had a list of questions here that I want to ask you. And
sure
so,
enough.
Yeah, and we're just kind of expand on those as we go. So, all right. This is the first question I was going to ask you, and actually, this really fits. When did you first realize you had unusual abilities? Probably when you started growing up with your family, right?
Well, actually, my family says that even when I was still in the crib, I was giving spiritual and psychic messages to various people that would come in to see me.
No kidding. How did you tell people when you didn't have a language? You know.
Well, I was still I was talking by the time I was about one.
Oh, okay.
And I was often considered to be very strange. My grandmother was from Mongolia.
Okay.
And she was a very active psychic.
Okay.
And so for her, it was common for a child to be able to do that. And I communicated with animals, plants. People who would even bring their plants when I was preschool.
Oh, wow.
Were sick. And there's been a couple of days in my bedroom with me, the plants.
Oh, wow.
And they get better.
Wow. That makes,
oh, yeah,
you know.
I've had an interesting, strange life.
Okay. Well, you know, I actually looked up your birth date, which is on your website, I think. And I looked up your chart, even though I don't have your time of birth, but you got all that Taurus in there, like tons of plants and Taurus. That's all about gardening, you know. So that just makes total sense that you started before you were even, you know, knee-high to a grasshopper. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I still am very connected to the plant world. nature, and all my life. I touch trees and plants and communicate. I teach that, and I wrote a couple of books about communicating with nature.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really awesome. I've just recently discovered the benefit of talking to my plants because uh-huh. I have some plants in the living room, very few, and actually go along, and I pick up a leaf and I kiss it. You know, I said, I love you. And I go, mwah. I think it's quite happy, actually. But, you know.
And what I've taught is we give thanks to them.
Yeah.
Talk to them. But we feel it from the heart because they don't speak in language. They speak in energy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing this down.
You're doing a beautiful thing with your plants.
Yeah, you know. I got a plant for my birthday last year, and then I had another one, and I have three plants. One's a little bamboo plant, which is kind of cute, and then I don't know what the other two are, but I sort of have them in the back of my head, but they're really cool plants, and they're doing beautifully, I have to say, you know, and I just go by, and I got to make sure they're watered, you know, every time I need it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I go, okay, baby, are you okay? You okay? And you want to say anything to me? No, they usually are very quiet. But, you know, they do appreciate what I do, I think. So.
Oh, they do. Well, I tell the story of a client many years ago had gone on vacation. She came into her home, and she felt thirsty. She kept drinking water.
Yeah.
And kept getting thirsty. And finally, she called me. She said, what's wrong with me? I said, first of all, you're not thirsty. Your plants haven't been watered.
Oh, no. I hope she watered them.
Oh, yeah. And then she was not thirsty anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she picked that up. Oh, wow. As I see. Okay. You know what? We've got a phone call on the air.
Okay, great.
Yes,
and
we do.
And we will be speaking with Amy in Seattle. Wants you to tune in to one of her parents. So let's go ahead and take it away, William. And welcome to
thank
the show,
you.
Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And what question do you have for Ms.?
Hi. Well, both of my parents have died, and I'm just wondering if he can connect with either one.
Okay.
Well, actually, there are three spirits here.
Oh.
Two male and one female. And apparently, you have a lot of intuitive power. And what they're encouraging you to do is use it more, that you're going to need your intuition, because this is a time of your having to make major decisions in your future. And don't make decisions logically. The woman says she spent too much time trying to be logical and trying to control. And the man is saying, be yourself, be open to, if something doesn't feel good, that's your intuition saying don't do it.
Okay.
And just trust yourself. They're with you, and that man is like a great-grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because
yeah.
you carry a lot of his energy in this life.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's great.
And so don't look in the past and don't have expectation, because this is a cycle where you're going to have to make quick decisions, and you're inclined to hesitate and think too much. So it's important that you reach a decision and then take action.
So. I believe it. Yep. I think
okay,
you're right.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
well, you've
great.
Got a lot of power, and now's the time when you're going to be able to use it in a very positive way. And other people are going to learn through observation. And you've always known that you had some purpose in life, but you've never known what it is. Well, what it is that living your belief, your understanding, is being a signal to other people to grow.
Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you. That was a great message.
A career. It's not that you had a career in mind.
Uh-huh.
That you have the role of being a demonstrator type of teacher.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So have fun, kids.
Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome.
Thank okay. you. Thank you, Amy, for calling. That was awesome. That was just awesome. Wow. Wow, William, that was awesome.
Well, thank you.
I've never seen you in action before, so I really haven't.
Well, I love working with people, and I love bumping into people like Amy, who is so aware that the society has taught her that her purpose is a career, family, all of that. And so it's important that she recognize she is already on her path.
Right.
By living her life.
Right. Exactly.
And other people are growing. Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate to what
you
just said.
That was fun to me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I think there may be somebody else on the line, too, coming in here. I'm not sure, but I'll see. When my producer comes back, he has to run between two rooms to answer the phone. So, anyway, wow, that was really good. So, anyway, let's see, one of the questions I have for you. You said you started off practically as a baby in the crib, and you were literally, you know, people. And I was looking at your chart, and I could see your intuition really strongly. I could really see it. But all that Taurus, and you had five planets in Taurus and one other planet in Earth. Man, you're so grounded.
And in some ways, it's wonderful. But it's also been a challenge at times.
Oh, sure. I'm sure. I'm sure that when you try to go between the water and the earth, I mean, water seems like people want to be up there, you know, up in the ethers most of the time. But, you know, you have to stay physically on this earth and stay grounded. But, you know, that must have been an interesting challenge for you.
You know, the biggest challenge was with all that Taurus, sometimes if I'm not careful, I can have an awfully big mouth.
What did you say about if you don't want my opinion, don't ask for it? Is that what that was?
Exactly.
I mean,
I really believe that.
That just stops people right in their tracks, I bet. So, wow.
So when I do public work, when I do a reading, I always say, if you ask questions, it's okay.
Yeah.
But if you ask, I'm going to tell you what I see and feel.
Uh-huh.
If you don't like it, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, right. Oh, anyway, okay, let's see what else I've got. Okay, you said your family upbringing was good, and they were all a bunch of were any of them actual psychics that did work that way, or was it that they just were intuitive?
My mother was very intuitive, very involved with this kind of thinking, but she had a career. My father was an inventor.
Okay.
My grandmother from Mongolia, she was the active psychic, but she didn't do it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
But people would come to her for healing, for encouragement, for reminder. And a lot of my opinions trace back to that Mongolian attitude of, if you don't like something, change it.
That's a Mongolian attitude?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that before.
The Mongols are very misunderstood.
Okay.
History has not been good to them.
No, they really haven't. Yeah, it's always seemed like it's sort of like you're kind of retarded, if that's the right word you want to use. If you have anything to do with that, I hate to use that word, but it was the closest word I could come up with. But, you know, okay. So tell me a little bit about the Mongolian people. Are they really intuitive people or something? I don't really know.
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, when they move, my grandmother was a part of a nomad tribe, and they would pack up what they would need for their trip, and then invite all of the other people that were not going with them to take whatever they wanted.
Oh, that's very nice of them.
And so when I moved from Phoenix to Los Angeles, I invited all of the people in the neighborhood to come in, the stuff that Ruth, my partner, and I wanted to take with us was in a closet. And anything else, they could have it.
Okay.
And so people took tables and chairs and, yeah. And then the natives of Mongolia They're very physical. They're very involved in communicating with animals, plants, nature. They do ceremonies giving thanks to the wind, even.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, again, they've been very misunderstood.
All right. That's no problem. Okay, that's interesting. Because I was just thinking about talking about your affinity with Japan and how your life has led there a lot. So,
oh, yes.
Yes. So, anyway, I think we need to take a break really quick here. So when we get back...
Go ahead, do it.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much. we're on a schedule here, so anyway.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we're going to be back here with Mr. William Rainin right after this message with Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. Oh, and this is a live read. Excuse me. It's a little baby live read. Okay. This is about the Emerald Spiral Expo, which has been canceled. That's supposed to be next week. So this will be the last time you get to hear it. So it's been canceled because of COVID, but it'll be back here next year on March 26th, 2022. So, yeah. So we will be right back right after this message on the Jupiter Rising Show.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Jenny Mannion, who teaches techniques for self-healing and self-care. They worked for her, and they can work for you.
On Saturday, psychic medium and lawyer Mark Anthony introduces his new book, The Afterlife Frequency, which explains the science behind spirit communication.
Bringing you mastery and mystery since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. I'm telling you, I knew this was going to happen with Mr. William Rainin. Our phone lines are full. So if you're trying to get through, hang in there, okay? So, William, let's take another phone call.
Sure enough.
Okay.
And our next caller of the day will be Harriet in Seattle calling from the show. Welcome
Hi,
to the
Harriet.
Show, Harriet.
Hi, Harriet.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good. What questions do you have for Mr. Rainin?
Well, I've had three mothers. I had a birth mother. Of course, everybody's had a birth mother. She passed when I was two. I don't have a memory of her very much. Then my grandmother, my grandparents raised me, and then my stepmother, who's been in my life since I was about 8 years old, just passed away in June.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was 92. So I've had three. I'm one of the rare people who've had three mothers in my lifetime. So
okay.
Just wondering just what's out there for me. You know, hey, I'm just interested, but hey, this is, I'm interested. I like your style, and so that's the reason why I called
in,
sir.
Oh, so you're telling him Rainin? Oh, I like his style, too. It's awesome.
That's the reason, you know,
yeah. Well, thank you. And like yourself, because having the three mothers is very symbolic because you took what could have turned into negativity and you grew, you learned, and you discovered that you're your own best mother. The only challenge was that you've always wanted to take care of other people. And that's good, except sometimes you forget yourself. And in the current cycle, it's important that you pay attention to yourself, try new things, because many new opportunities are coming into your life. And just because they're things you've never done before, don't reject them. Realize that the God force is bringing you opportunities to reach out, to be touched, and to touch other people. And so this is a time of massive change for you, and don't try to understand why things are happening. Just know this is what we've got, and you're going to make the most of it.
Wow. Well, I thank you. I'm all excited. I'm jazzed. I'm really jazzed about life. But yeah, and my children. I'm just jazzed. That's all. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm having a jazz time right now.
That's awesome.
And your children are absorbing much of that beautiful energy that you have, because even though I'm not seeing you physically, I'm feeling your energy. I'm feeling that power. And that's going to give them strength during this time of dramatic change. And so knowing people like Eileen, like so many people around you, they need your love, and you need to receive it from them. And that's what's going to make a new and beautiful world.
Well, as an only child, it's hard. You know, it's been hard to receive because only child are raised to be resilient in my age, in my time of coming along. So, yeah, it's like opening up and to receive it because it's absolutely there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you need to receive right now, and it's all part of building the world family. It's part of recognizing that there are no more restrictions, that everyone needs to be individual, but connected all at the same time.
Yeah.
You've got all of that right inside of you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your kindness and your generosity. And I love hearing about your lineage because the world has not been kind to the people. And they're so close to nature. They can help us heal. They can help us heal global warming if they would be given a chance because they know how to do this.
Yeah.
That's a great statement. We can heal it because even the virus, it's all happening because we as humans didn't listen to the signals that were coming from the earth.
Yeah.
And so the floods, the fires, everything, it's happening to bring about saving the planet for the future generation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call.
Big love to y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Awesome. Wow, this is great. Okay, we're going to take another call right now. And this is who?
This will be Kathy in, Kathy in Seattle. And welcome to the show, Kathy. She just wants a, maybe general reading from you, William. But Kathy, say hi to William. You're live on the Jupiter Rising Show.
Hi, William.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Nice to see you. Nice to have you on. What's your question for William?
Well, I just wanted to know if there's any messages coming in from whoever for me.
From whoever.
The big message is that don't overthink. Trust your feelings. Trust the fact that the past is not going to be recreated, that you and everyone needs to take responsibility for building their future. And you're the kind of person that if you didn't take a virus injection, if you didn't wear a mask, you'd still be healthy because you've got a lot to accomplish in the future. And so recognize that you don't have to demonstrate, you don't have to preach at people, you just have to live your life knowing that you've got a long life ahead of you.
Wow.
Oh.
And even though sometimes you think you've had enough of this, the spirit world isn't ready for you. You're a little bit opinionated. Sometimes you can be a little pushy, but that's all part of what you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right.
And so enjoy it, because if you were supposed to be a different woman, you would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And if you have an opinion, if people ask, state your opinion. You're not here to please other people. You're here to give them the opportunity to grow. And sometimes you have to use what we call tough love.
Tough love. Yes. That's good.
Oh, you're a very loving woman.
That's great. That's good messages there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
There's going to be a lot of people asking you for your opinion, and you're inclined to think too much about, well, I don't want to hurt them. Well, sometimes we have to just say, if you ask my opinion, you're going to get it.
That's right.
Yes, it works.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. All right. That was good. That was great.
Well, you know, you do so much with your astrology, with your understanding, and recognizing that the same God created the trees, the fish, the universe. And so the barriers need to fall down. And it's people like you and hopefully me, that are breaking the old traditional barriers.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I've been going through recently kind of a crisis as of why am I here, you know? And as soon as I ask those questions, it's usually confirmed why I'm here, but I have just have to listen to the messages, you know, because...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because if you were supposed to, like I just said to Kathy, if you were supposed to be a different woman, you would be.
That's
and
true.
Your job has only begun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that's
and
cool.
Recognize that you're part of building a safe place for the future generations.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because our human beings tried very hard to destroy this planet.
I know. They really have, haven't they? So.
And we can't change them with words.
Yeah.
But we change them with action.
Yeah.
And you take action with your show,
yeah.
with your events that when I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing what you're supposed to do. So
Thank
just
you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Because, like I said to someone earlier, the spirit world isn't ready for you yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well say, well, if they don't want me, I'll just do what I'm supposed to do here.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm doing, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we are taught to think too much.
Yes.
So now it's a time
Aren't
of
we, though?
Feelings. Yes.
Yes, like, oh, be quiet, brain. Okay, so we have another
so
phone call,
don't
we?
When you learn how to do that totally, please, teach us all.
Oh, yeah, I know. So
wow, these readings are really pouring out like the rain in Seattle, aren't they?
Oh, is it pouring out there?
It's starting to rain again out here. It kind of looks like it'll last all weekend. But let's go ahead and take our next caller on the line here. And that is Melissa in Washington is just calling in for a general reading. But Melissa, say hello to William. You're live on the Jupiter Rising show.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. What's your question?
I'm chuckling at this end. I'm laughing because it sounds like all the readings I heard, I said, oh, that sounds like me.
Of course it's
well,
you.
We're all part of the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all connected, like it or not.
Yeah, I know. We all have the same stuff going on. So what is your question for William?
I was brought up with the idea that we need to love everyone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean we have to like them.
Right.
I don't have a question per se. I just wanted a general reading.
Okay.
Well, what I just said, I think is very important to remember. You are a loving woman. You are one that can love everyone without trying to change them, but it doesn't mean you have to invite them into your home.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so you can say, I love you, but I live a different life, so you have to live your own.
Mm-hmm.
We don't change them. And you're going to have opportunity. You have for the last 2 years. You've had the opportunity to change people. You think, I can make them better. Nope, not anymore. You can't do anything except live who you are, live your belief, and if you don't love them, learn to love everyone, even the one that steals.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching you what you must never do.
Okay. Interesting.
And so this is a time of just going, because you flow with the flow, and that's good. And other people will learn to do it.
Oh.
Because you've always known, even as a child, that you're here to be of service, not service in a job or like a nurse. You're here to be of service to bringing light to all living things. And you believe in the beings in inner earth. You believe in the UFOs. I do too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're connected to all of them. So just enjoy it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. And that is actually very true.
I'm not surprised.
And remember that everything that you do, if anyone asks for your opinion, don't wonder what to say to please them.
Right.
They want an opinion, give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's never been my problem. Mine is the reverse. Mine is like, the operative word there is ask.
Yes, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I always tell myself, when people ask for my opinion, it is a reminder that I better listen to what I'm saying to them.
Right, right.
And live it myself.
Yeah, and also it's...
So my grandmother always told me, if you can't live it, shut up.
Oh, your grandmother knew a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That's great. So, well, thank you. Thank you very much,
Melissa,
for your call. We really appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take another break right now because I think we've got more calls waiting, don't we?
Just one more.
Oh, just one more. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so we're going to take a break and we'll be right back here with the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And this is a live read for Susan Bergstrom of Medicare Exchange. She is a licensed agent in Washington and Oregon states, helping people obtain security in their lives by providing insurance that pays for final expenses and money for transitioning after a loved one dies. Remember, we've got it coming up. Open enrollment is starting on October 15th and ends December 7th. For your Medicare coverage. By the way, she's going to be on the show on the second week in October. Just thought I'd tell everybody. So it'll be just before the open enrollment period so she can answer your questions if you've got any. So we are all helping those that turn 65 to coordinate their coverage and retirement. So if you need information or assistance, you can call Susan at 253-318-9379 for appointment or contact her email at sbergstrom@americanseniorbenefits.com. This is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and did you know that I do private astrological readings? If you have issues or problems in your life that plague you, perhaps an astrological reading would be just the ticket. I've had more than 30 years' experience in astrology, and there isn't much I haven't seen, so I know I can help you. You can contact me at 206-816-0546 or go to EileenGrimes.com to make an appointment. Thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. I must say thank you so much, Nathan, for the wonderful promo you did this morning.
Of course.
Awesome. I really like it. Okay, so let's take our next phone call, whoever's on the air. Who's on the air?
That is Cynthia in Issaquah, and looks like you have a question for William today, Cynthia. So welcome to the Jupiter Rising Show, and you're live with William and Eileen Grimes.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, William. Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
Hi, Cynthia.
What's your question?
So I wanted to see if they had any idea about a job. I have an interview Monday, but, you know, what the universe is saying to me to go towards.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now I think that it's important that you go to the interview because you're now discovering a new element in yourself. And so make sure you know what the company is, what their intent is, because you have a lot of internal faith. And the important thing is let them know what your talents are, let them know what your interests are, and interests that have nothing to do with your specific talents and abilities. But let them know that by hiring you, they're going to improve their business, they're going to improve their relationship to their clients, and that it is, now this part is for you, it's a stepping stone to a better and different company.
Mm. Okay.
So let them know. So let them know more of my personal side a bit.
Exactly. Like, I think you're very creative. You're very expressive. You love to solve problems. And let them know you're a problem solver and that you will increase their productivity, that you are a valuable asset. And it's not selfish. It's not egocentric. It's just expressing who you are. You've got a great deal that you were taught to repress a lot of self-love. And so now just go out and tell them, I'm what you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a really good idea. Just really play yourself up, you know.
Exactly.
You have to.
You know, I'm good at solving problems, so I'm a good listener.
Right.
And you are. And so tell them, I can listen to your people. I can observe what's happening in the business. And then I'll come up with solutions. It doesn't mean you have to do them, but I will give you solutions.
Right, right. Yes. And
because you've got so much talent.
Right. What I was going to say is, what's your birthday really quick? I don't have an astrology.
4/11/1960.
Oh, you're an Aries. Cool. All right. So this is really right along with what William is saying. Aries need to stand up for themselves.
That's a good demonstration of how astrology, numerology, spiritual faith all work together.
You've
got so much of that inside of you.
Yes.
And all of that past training of repression, bless it, release it,
and say goodbye to it. Yeah, because, I was just going to say that, you know, Aries are meant to be here to stand up for themselves, stand up and say, I count. And they're going to say it in a way that's really forceful, you know, problem solving. Beautiful. Yeah, I can solve problems. Heck yes. You know.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. That's Aries.
Because the world is changing so fast. People like you are vital to building the new level of economy, the new level of productivity.
Right.
And the equality of people.
Yes.
Without religion, without color, that everyone has talent, or they wouldn't be born.
That's right.
Yeah, so I always feel the calling, my Aries side, as a pioneer.
Yes.
Oh, I love it, yes.
That's you, pioneer.
And so just express it. That's not egocentric.
No, that's you. I mean, that's what Aries are here to do.
When you were younger, there was someone that taught you not to be egocentric.
Oh, yeah.
They misunderstood you.
Yeah.
They didn't understand that you're not egocentric, that you're a kind, considerate individual.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when things get lost, you know how to find it.
That's right. And you're
and
a pioneer.
So around the house, if someone says, I can't find my keys, you know how to find them.
Yeah.
I do. I always find things. I used to find them.
That's right.
That's good. But remember,
you probably have things you had when you were in high school, someplace in your house.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, and you're also you mentioned, you are a pioneer. That basically means that you are meant to do things that nobody else has done. I mean, that's what a pioneer is. You know, they start something new, something that hasn't been done.
Well, yeah, it's taking my project management skills into healthcare.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good idea.
I like taking care of people in healthcare, and I've been a caregiver, but now it's going to use my business side to help this company achieve because it needs
good
to change.
Good for you. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh,
and,
and that's a good
industry
great. To be going into because it needs to be uplifted. It needs to be restructured. Oh, I think it'll do good because that's a very important area for me to consider. I'm not a youngster anymore, and I need caregivers at times. And you've got, I think you should go in there and really sell yourself.
Yeah, and you have to go in there with a sense of basically standing your ground with somebody because you'll be doing stuff that nobody's ever done before. And you have to take the risk. If you see there's a problem, you've got to go in and change it yourself. You have to do the work yourself. You know, and not everybody else is going to do it for you. You have to do it. So when you do that, you will set yourself apart as a pioneer and a leader, which you are. So there you go. Love it. I love it.
And remind yourself that everyone in your family, in your friends, they're learning by observing you. You might not recognize it, but people really, really respect you.
That's right. Exactly right.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because I've been trying to listen to my intuitive side, my intuitive connection.
Yep.
Through this job hunting, and this one feels so strong. I'm just so excited
it. Yes. Your intuition.
I think you're right on target, and go in there because that job, that it belongs to you. Go and tell yourself that you're ready to receive it.
Yep, you are.
I'm totally ready.
Yeah. You know what? Your higher self that you've been talking to, I don't know how you visually see them, but I sort of suggest if you don't see them in the sense that he's sort of a, he's a he, by the way. It's not a woman. It's a man. You are basically a warrior. Okay. And when you fight for the ideals and you're the beliefs of the warrior, you stand out ahead and you stand aside from everybody else. And you're not afraid to take those steps.
Great statement.
Yep. So there you go.
Very true.
Okay. Good. Good job. Thank you.
Well, stay in touch with all of us because you're a way shower and we need people like you.
Yes.
What am I? A way?
Oh, yeah. We need people like you.
Yeah.
I have great-grandchildren. I want to know that people like you exist. And you're making the world safe for my great-grandchildren.
Yep, exactly. Well, we've got to go here, so I'm sorry we have to cut off the call.
That's
it was a really good call.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so are we done today? We're done with Mr. Yes, we are.
We still got about five more minutes left.
We got five more minutes. Yeah, this is a little bit more free form today than before, but this is good because I'd rather be talking to you. So,
well, thank you. But you know, you've got so much going, and like I just said to her, we need people like you to create the changes.
Okay.
Don't expect everyone will fall in line.
Yeah.
Just know that you're planting the seeds.
Yes. And I noticed when you were talking to her at the beginning of the call, she sounded a little hesitant. But then as she got into the call, she got stronger and stronger as she was talking to you. And I was going, yes, yes, yes. And in fact, she's Aries. That's exactly how she should have been. But when I found out that, too, that added the final layer of that for me. So that was really awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. It was the best show.
And you know, the young man that is... either producer or whatever.
Yes, producer. That's Nathan.
Job,
uh-huh.
He is also breaking the barrier that limits men's interaction with the rest of society.
Okay.
He's really doing a good job. I liked his energy, his attitude.
Yes, I do too. Very, very much. Nathan, you missed it. You missed it. He's just talked about you. Just gave you a teeny reading. So step up to the phone.
Well, I just had to go and listen to the archive.
Yeah, well, yes. I like your attitude. I think you've got a lot of things going, and you're helping men realize that they're equal in spirituality, no matter what their personal belief was trained into them. You're helping open the men up to a whole new world.
Yeah, yes.
So keep up the good work, kid.
Thank you. That's something I really feel strongly about, so I appreciate that reading.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, go for it.
Yeah, thank you. William, thank you.
Eileen, I appreciate that you had me on your show.
Oh, we're going to do this again because I don't think we've ever had our phones go blast right off the air. You know, we've never had that. So I'm going to have you back on soon, okay, if that works with you.
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay. And I hope I see you Tuesday.
This Tuesday, I'm not going to be able to be there. Know that energy-wise, I'm there.
Okay. Thank you so much again for being on the show. You were just wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got to move on here. I just want to talk about the Jupiter experience really quick. It's going to be on Tuesday, August 17th. No, it's not. That's an old date. But it's on Tuesday, and it's on 6151 Boulevard, Silicon Boulevard. It's at Burr's Restaurant. Terry Dean will be speaking about energy sensitivity, so you can come hear him talk, and it's $5 to get in. Okay, and I do the horoscope features every single week, and you can go on Monday afternoon. You'll see it. Okay, on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio or KKNW.com. Anyway, I'm speaking so fast. Anyway, so you can get a hold of me at EileenGrimes.com or JupiterRisingShow@AOL.com. Or you can also listen to our show in the next 2 weeks. We're going to have on Michelangelo next week. We're doing a show on Brahms, Johannes Brahms. Very excited about that. After that, October 2nd will be Jackie Slevin, which is going to be great. So we're going to really have some good shows in the next several weeks. So hang in, everybody. And how much time I got? Nothing, right? 1 minute. Okay, I hurried for nothing. So anyway, I was going to tell you a little bit about our show next week. Michelangelo, who is our wonderful music scholar as well as astrologer, we debated it and we decided to do Brahms. And Brahms happens to be one of my top 10 composers, really. And he's wonderful. And I've sung a lot of Brahms and it's just beautiful stuff. I heard that no woman should ever be allowed to sing Brahms until she's over 40. I said, wow, I heard that one time, but I thought, well, the music is very earthy and moving and that kind of stuff, so it makes sense. So I'll have to repeat that. Anyway, I got to go here, and this was the Jupiter Rising Show, and we will see you all next week right here on the show at KKNW Alternative Talk Radio.